June 2017, going into the 26th. Greetings to all the listeners on Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, incendiaryradio.chattango.com, incendiarychat.chattango.com. If you like going into the chat rooms, feel free to do so. You know, another overwhelming week of fast-moving sequences of events, many things coming at us. The real big thing I'm seeing is the economic doom forecasts. It's getting really, really wild all week long on various platforms that I monitor. You know, even the big ones like Jones, and then on down to some of the smaller, you know, talk radio shows that I dig around and none of the networks that I play around on. And this has been last week with the economic doom. We're at the point of blood in the streets, martial law, the whole thing. I covered that quite extensively last week. But now the economic side of the house really came into the picture this week. Now, I don't think I covered this last week, and I meant to. It's just, you know, you don't get to everything. Bezos, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, owner of the Washington Post, in bed with the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, the Washington Post has this long history of being counsel on foreign relations. Katherine Graham, the Grahams, and, you know, basically deep state operation. So Bezos owns it now. And now they've, last week they announced they're going to attempt to buy Whole Foods Market for an ungodly amount of billions of dollars, which is highly alarming. The Whole Foods employees are freaking out because they know the automation's coming. They know the raping is coming. I used to know somebody that worked at the Whole Foods here in St. Louis, and they treat these people pretty damn good for what, you know, let's just say in this modern, now this was probably 15 years ago, so I don't know how they're doing now, but they treated them pretty damn good back then, had all kinds of benefits. And I mean, just an interesting environment. You know, I used to get some free food when they were about to throw away some of the food there. I would get some, these pies that were like $15 way back then, because it's all pretty much, it was all pretty much organic back then. I know that the GMO has crept into Whole Foods quite extensively from what I read. But I want to play this first clip, and this has to do with basically the artificial intelligence kind of systems merging with this virtual companies and this whole management system that's going to, it's this technocratic, really weird, creepy stuff. But let's listen to clip 18. Go ahead and hit it, Mr. Producer. We got it. All right, well, we're waiting for that to play.
The Face Like the Sun channel.
Oh, here we go.
Last week, I published a video called You Need to Know This, Ethereum, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I said this in the video. At the basic level here, there's something that's being developed called Decentralized Autonomous Organizations, or DAOs. And once AI is integrated, people will just manage these artificial intelligent companies that produce goods or services and make money for you. And again, it can be beneficial in the short term for providing goods and services in a whole new way on the internet. But on the long term, we can see how, again, this can really take up all commerce. You know, if Amazon jumps on Ethereum and just takes over, you can see how all trade of goods and services can become owned and operated by a single artificial intelligent company. So the idea is that Amazon can build a decentralized system and take over all kinds of things in terms of commerce. The day after I published this video, the Wall Street Journal, or as some people call it, the Bezos blog, published an article, Amazon to buy Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. It's not a surprise, and I really think that this is just another step in the consolidation process of creating that technocratic dream? And why not have the totalitarian spokesman Jeff Bezos in his mech robot suit there scoop up all the Whole Foods and all the trendy people that work there? No offense to anybody that actually works there. I actually buy food from there as well, but it does seem to attract a particular crowd. An even more disturbing Tech Insider for Business Insider reported that Microsoft is working on providing digital IDs to over 1 billion undocumented people around the world. Now, if you're familiar with things that we talk about on this channel, we've interviewed Dr. Hugo de Garis, who has this book called The Artelect War, and he believes the result of this war, which will split humanity into three different populations, the cosmists, the cyborgists, and Terrans. Dr. Hugo de Garis suggests that this war in the 21st century, should it come to pass, will kill at least 1 billion people, what he calls giga death. So that 1 billion number, given the fact that there's 1 billion undocumented people in the world and there's only, what, 7 to 8 billion people somewhere in between, this is quite a large number of people that Microsoft is scooping up. And we're seeing prophetically how this is relevant, because we know that the mark of the beast and the image of the beast and the one world order and this one world economic system and everything else, it's going to come to pass as part of the final beast kingdom. So it's no surprise that this is happening, but it's interesting how we're seeing these corporations starting to do the legwork to rounding up all of humanity for this final beast kingdom. And if you think that this is just hyperbole or just, you know, crazy talk, look at this comment from David Treat, a managing director for Accenture, who is working with Microsoft for this ID 2020 program. He said this, quote, "Without an identity, you can't access education, financial services, healthcare, you name it. You are disenfranchised and marginalized from society." Wow. Okay. Do you know what that sounds like? And I don't think David Treat is even trying to suggest that his concepts here are going to lead to anything nefarious, but it sounds very close to Revelation 13, especially the end here, about the mark of the beast. And it also causes both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark that is the name of the beast or the number of its name. Now, certainly that is the thing that we are looking for, the name of the beast or the number of its name, of course, 666 to those who have wisdom. And if you think about the WWW and the internet being 666, that is one element of it. And it's actually not just crazy conjecture. Literally, the Vav, the V or the W in Hebrew, is the sixth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And so numerically, WWW does suggest 666. But of course, it says that it's also a number of a man. So this is where the integration of man and machine and the internet specifically seems to come into play. And right, in the world of crypto, we're going to see
Mr. Producer, thank you for playing that. You know, I keep seeing this just a chipping away. It keeps coming at us in a slow fashion. This vision, this groupthink that these people are all bringing to pass. I want to ask this: where is President Trump on this Bezos thing? I knew that the president, Bezos, and I believe it was Tim Cook from Apple, and some of these guys just went up and had a sit down with the president. I personally would love to see him smash this merger and say, no, it's not going to happen through the trust-busting type of mechanisms. We've really had nobody with these mergers and weird takeovers and buyouts. It's been pretty much a free-for-all. And look at the media boiling up here to where we have, what, around six, seven corporations dominating a large swath of television, print, magazines, and so forth. This internet and some of these outfits out here on the internet are the only thing, you know, standing in between of this total takeover. And so you're seeing the chipping away happen here too, but at people in the alternative media, the targeting, the harassment, all of these various things. This is going on, and with a technocratic, technological red terror descending, and it's going to be so automated, it's going to be so precise. This next kind of red terror, and I wrote this down somewhere. Clash of civilizations. Okay, we talk about this a lot, but look at it in the depopulation angle. And I just had to write this down because I'm looking at the racial tensions, the cultural and religious tensions, the synthetic implanting of these strangers into all these countries through this just unfettered, crazy, Soviet style, like refugee / economic migrant. The whole thing feels, it just wouldn't happen unless it was planned. There's no way that these countries would just do this. There's got to be somebody calling the shots. And so, but think about it this way, as a depopulation mechanism. Okay, you put all of these people like herding cats into a space, and then hell, let them kill each other. And then while you've got the soft kill mechanisms going, the air, food, and water, the big pharma, vaccines, everything else we know that we're facing, that at certain times and at certain places, are death designed mechanisms, the spraying, the spiking water. Supposedly the water around here is relatively clean where I'm, drinking. Mike Adams just dropped a big list of zip codes where they tested all the water, the health ranger over there at Natural News. Now, a lot of people wonder about Mike Adams. He comes out of the kind of the murky military, maybe intelligence world, and down there in Austin and so forth. You don't know for sure about a lot of these big personalities out here on the alternative media. Of course, looking at counterintelligence tactics and looking at the way that all these groups throughout our history have been infiltrated, the black groups, the Klan groups, so forth and so on, the Nation of Islam types. And, they're all full of probably counterintelligence operatives who monitor these groups and to stir up trouble from time to time, to take out certain leaders from time to time that they think are getting dangerous. It goes all the way back with Jesse Jackson being exposed as probably being in on the hit on Martin Luther King. Of course, Louis Farrakhan probably being in on the hit, Malcolm X, Alan Dulles, and all these characters around JFK. And there's a lot of people are drawing parallels with John F. Kennedy right now and Trump. Now, this could be theater to make it look like Trump's real. We all have to decide that for ourselves. I constantly banter this back and forth in my mind, and I know many of you do too. You hope against hope that this guy Trump, he's got some patriotic bones left in his body, and he's really trying to pull us back from the precipice, the cliff before the nation goes over. And if he really is trying to pull us back from the precipice, this cliff, look at the way that the daggers are out for him. Janet Yellen over here at the Fed doing what she can to torpedo the economy. And then everybody from Johnny Depp to Kathy Griffin, Stephen Colbert, all the rest of them, Bill Maher with their knives out, all the Hollywood buffoons, all of them with their knives out. So, the entire sector of entertainment, news, music, all this with the daggers out for Trump, it gives you some good optics that, hey, maybe he's trying to do something real, but is this just another episode of The Apprentice? And, we all have to make this determination for ourselves. But thinking about the Deagle.com and the projected population of our country, but some of these other countries, their projected populations are not necessarily spiking downward the way ours are. And so do they know that we've got a a nuclear hit coming our way or whatever. I don't know. Very shadowy things going on. Now, I wanted to get to this, and I got about 4 minutes before the break. Now, this is up over at the Millennium Report. The murderer, Seth Rich, everything we thought we knew is wrong. A major psyop conducted by Israel. Now, I'm putting it out there. I don't know whether this is, you know, true or not, but it's interesting. There's no question that there were many major stakeholders who were deeply concerned about the final outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This is exactly why there are those parties who are still trying and mightily to overturn the Trump victory. Because of the late date that humanity has with destiny, it's absolutely true that the modern state of Israel played a huge part in determining the election outcome. You know, and a lot of people always, you know, AIPAC, the Likud, Knicks, whatever, and then we do the same thing to them. We saw the way Obama tried not to get Bibi in there in the prime ministership. Israel would simply not let the U.S. presidency be occupied by an unfriendly party. Remember Obama, particularly during these critical times in the Middle East. What is happening throughout the entire Mideast is simply far too consequential not to have the right POTUS in the Oval Office. Herein lies the hidden backstory to the alleged murder and supposed death of Seth Rich. Greater Israel, the Zionist plan for the Middle East. Okay. So State of the Nation fully admits that we got drawn into the whole drama. Who did not want to see Hillary Clinton lose big time? And the murder, quote unquote, of Seth Rich may have played a critical part in her historic loss. Therefore, the true purpose behind the stage killing, quote unquote, of Seth Rich must be explored and correctly understood if the nation is to comprehend where it is now going. So they're saying they received an email containing a Yahoo search that was quite telling in this regard. They're basically saying that Seth Rich was trained in Israel. And so there's afterwards an anonymous submission was made to SOTN editor, which dovetailed perfectly with the above Google result. Anon whistleblower has delineated the purposeful conspiracy, which was undertaken to make the U.S. electorate believe that Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and the DNC were directly behind the killing of Seth Rich. Now, I have to preface this. The WikiLeaks dump said, you know, Podesta did talk about making an example out of leakers and so forth and so on. So what follows under the broken line is a perceptive explanation presented by an anonymous whistleblower. Okay, you guys at State of the Nation really got conned, but so did the rest of the alternative media. Seth Rich was a Mossad operative. Whether his family is certified Sinim or whether he was a card-carrying agent is not really important. He spent plenty of time in Israel, even training under the command of the IDF. And I will pick this up on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio. See you when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam.
Incendiary Radio. You know, I got a call on the line. Go ahead and bring him up, Mr. Producer Greg in Arkansas. He wants to give us some very sad news. Come on up, Greg.
Hi, Robert. I so much appreciate your radio broadcast and your talents and your take on things, and I think it's invaluable. And with that, I'll say we lost an invaluable person today. Air Force Captain Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, allegedly, from what I'm getting, I'm pretty sure the email that I got is directly from her producer, Catherine Russell, and it states she passed away this afternoon peacefully. And, of course, she had been battling cancer, stage four, for a long time, and apparently the good Lord had more interest in her than we do. So with that, I hate to throw a blanket on your radio broadcast, but... maybe we can all offer a word to the Lord to take her to his side. And with that, the email that I've got is very much for real because it came directly from one of, I got another one from a guest that appears on her show on a regular basis, and he received the same email from her producer. So apparently it's for real. She did not sound very, very well last time I'd heard her about a week ago. She got some words in and was struggling, and had turned her show over to another great guy that is doing a great job to keep the show going. So with that, again, Joyce Riley, if anybody's interested, Air Force Captain, passed away today. I'm pretty sure it's pretty much an absolute at this point. So with that, I'll leave you to the show. Thank you, Robert.
All right, Greg, thank you. You know, I was in the Marine Corps in the late 80s, early 90s, and so I got exposed to Dr. Joyce Riley well over 20, probably close to 25 years ago now, right when the whole Gulf War illness thing really hit a lot of people, and she was one of the people on the forefront, and, you know, I met Joyce probably about some years back at an Oath Keepers thing, And, you know, that's bad news. This guy, I think his name's Patrick, been doing her show. I flip it on from time to time. And I thought I heard her this week. Maybe it was a rebroadcast of something else, and it's because it sounded like she was, you know. But it's hard to say when you turn a program on in the middle of the program, and it, you probably haven't heard it. And it was about health things anyway, and vitamins and so forth. But if it is true that, you know, Joyce Riley has passed on, she was a pretty big heavyweight figure and did a lot of good work, and you know. A lot of people are passing away right now. I just lost a 46-year-old buddy of mine some weeks back. But, so, yeah. So, RIP, Dr. Joyce Riley. You know, I've been following her forever. And so I got exposed to her as soon as I got exposed to the Oklahoma City bombing. And I kind of got into that whole world there with WorldNet Daily. They've been around since basically the internet came up, and Rents and some of these other figures. And so, you know, pretty crazy. So everybody say a prayer for Joyce Riley. Let's see. So let's see, back to my article, and we got a couple minutes left. Okay, so they're talking about Seth Rich possibly being a Sionim Mossad helper type individual. Not only was he born into a Jewish family, but they encouraged him to spend some serious time in Israel, which he did. And there's a video up on, it's called Seth Rich's Israeli Military Experience, and we will return on the other side of the break. I'll bring flowers to my sweetheart. Stone with your name.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutrimedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can find the show at hoolisblog.blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. You can also find it at tctaunleashed.com. That's WTFR radio down in Australia. And thanks to Sean and Hooli. Now, back to this article. Now, here's the thing, and I'm not saying this is true. I saw it, and I'm like, you know what? I want to read some of this on the air because it's an interesting angle. I'm not saying that the angles that I put out here on the show are necessarily true, but they make you think. So let's see here. The reason why he was killed at 4:20 a.m. is the same reason they carry out so many false flags at night. No one's around, less visibility, so forth and so on. The Mossad controllers of this black op had the whole street locked down since Seth left the bar at 1:30 in the morning. None of the crime scene facts could be proven except by the people planted around and before and after who have spoken publicly. And they talk about a young medical resident at Washington Hospital Center. Now, here's what they say. Do you now see how this whole PSYOP was set up? It's a total joke on the Clintons, of course. And to bring this up and to being on the Clintons, remember Monica Lewinsky, this Jewish girl intern at the White House, honeypot, Lucy Ann Goldberg, the handler. Clinton was trying real hard to make peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And they sent the honeypot on him, and he got impeached and that whole thing. Now, and they're saying, and the DNC. Well, then you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz running the DNC. So this makes you think, well, maybe, maybe not. Okay. Now, I got some stuff on Wasserman Schultz versus Jay Johnson. Hopefully I can get to in a little while, where one of the two's got to be lying. Very interesting. Talk about a skunk at their garden party right in D.C. The Mossad infiltrated their campaign with a Cyanim contractor, Seth Rich. Now, Seth Rich, this big IT guy who's now probably living on a kibbutz somewhere in the Negev desert at a lockdown oasis community after having lots of plastic surgery. Okay? Look it. This op took Hillary right out of the race. The alt-right swallowed it hook, line, and sinker and did just that. They sunk her. One more murder was all they really needed on her rap sheet to motivate the borderline Trumpsters to get out and vote. Well, there's a lot of other things going on there. Remember with the Podesta emails and all the creepy stuff, the spirit cooking. I mean, there was so many things going on here with the Clinton campaign. The Huma Abedin, Muslim Brotherhood kind of Saudi connections, the female mom writing for a female genital mutilation magazine. There was a lot here that was, let's just say, and then of course the emails. They're not bringing out the whole email scandal. I mean, there was a lot of scandals going on in rapid succession with Obama and Hillary, Benghazi. I mean, come on, there was a lot more than this. So let's see here. Let me get into this part of it. Now, here's what's weird. Seth Rich's people, they were held a press conference near the D.C. crime scene. Purple shirts and purple microphones all point to the ongoing purple revolution. Now, the dad and the brother both wearing purple. There's purple microphone covers. And you remember the day after Hillary and Bill came out to basically concede? They got all this purple crap on. Bill's wearing a flashy purple tie. Hillary, this purple like suit. And so very weird here that the Rich family's got all this purple optics going on at the crime scene. All right. I'm just saying now. And so basically they're saying that, you know, the Israelis sabotaged Hillary. And, you know, let's just say the Democrats have been moving further and further. Obama, of course, not a friend with Netanyahu, makes the Iran deal. There's a lot of angles and things going on there with the Iran deal, whether this is a setup to make the Iranians fail for a later war. And you can get into that all, too. But with Bernie being this, basically, he lived on a kibbutz, I guess, years back, but he's really moved, at least on the surface, he's moved far away and tries to be the Palestinians' buddy and all this. So we've seen this move on the left, moving away from like the militant Likudnik side of Israel, all right? And you got others, Max Blumenthal and a bunch of people. Now, Medusa magazine. I wanted to kind of connect this here. What they said was basically at this at the Chicago Dyke March, which was going on this weekend. You know, all the gay prides. We had ours here, I believe, this weekend here in St. Louis. Not Medusa magazine. I'm sorry. That's about telling all white women they need to kill their babies. I have to bring that up later. But no, this is in Haaretz. Haaretz, basically, that they say that there was these Jewish like lesbians. They wanted to bring their rainbow flags with the six pointed stars on them and be part of the Dyke March in Chicago, right? Well, they got kicked to the curb and say they told them their flags triggered people. Okay, and so I mean, this is the left, the mentally ill left, eating itself, and we've seen numerous instances of this. The Evergreen University eating one of their own professors just because he's like, you know what, I'm not comfortable with banning white people from the campus. That's racist. And all of a sudden they want his job. And he was on Joe Rogan and numerous other places. But this is basically boiling down into mass psychosis now. And I think it's I think it's really along like the Daryl Hamamoto, UC Davis, University of California Davis guy that really said this is military grade psychological warfare that they're running on these kids through electronic means and other brainwashing means on these campuses. And so, but in Haaretz, they kicked the gay Jewish girls out of the march and said that their flags were triggering people. And so now they call it pink washing. Okay. I hadn't heard this word before. You know, these weirdo leftists, they constantly create these new terms. So pink washing is this. They call that because Israel and the Jewish community is so friendly to the gay agenda, the LGBTQI, ZZZ agenda, that by them being that way, they're trying to pink wash or, you know, gay wash their treatment of the Palestinians, okay? And so that's what pink washing is. Pink washing is by cuddling up to the gay community so tightly, basically the Jewish community, that they're pink washing their treatment of the Palestinians, okay? You know, it's very, very funny how they come up with these terms. So today you had a couple rallies going on up in D.C. So you had the Mike Cernovich, the kind of the Lucianne Wintrich from the Gateway Pundit, Cassandra Fairbanks, and these kind of alt-right figures, okay? They're the new, basically, Trumpian conservative, alt-conservative people. They're clicked up with Jones, Gateway Pundit, some of the Breitbart people, Milo-ish people, the rebel media people. They're all in this sector, okay? They were having a rally for peace against, basically, leftist violence, leftist political violence, leftist calls for assassinations of right-wing political leaders. You know, these Democrats are so silly. They're out here talking about you putting up hashtags, hunt Republicans. And I mean, it's over the top, and psy warfare going on, Alinskyite psy warfare. But then you also had Richard Spencer and Nathan D'Amico and these guys with this kind of alt-right free speech rally. Okay. So there was there was like your mainstream alternative media, kind of kosherized alternative types. And then you had the more, you know, I guess, alt-right people like Richard Spencer and D'Amico and these guys having their own free speech rally. Okay. So this was going on up in D.C. today. And I'm sure, you know, I didn't have time to really pay attention to any of this stuff, but I saw it bubbling around out here. Now, what I did do today, I watched a documentary called Shadow Ring, okay? James Perloff, author of Shadows of Power, about the CFR, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, and you've heard him on Deanna's show and a bunch of other people's shows. Very smart guy, and he wrote the documentary. It's called Shadow Ring, and a lot of your Joyce Riley, a matter of fact, was in this movie. Let's see, you know, G. Edward Griffin, Aaron Dykes, Adam Kokesh, a whole bunch of people, Patrick Wood, the Technocracy Rising side of the house, a whole bunch of people were in this movie. And I would have to say this, just to give people a basic, you know, like if you were going to take somebody from being in a completely catatonic state and to try to pull them into you know, some of the basic, you know, reality state where many of us are, you know, I mean, you're not leading the horse all the way to the water, okay? But you are getting them near the water, and at least to start somebody on their journey, and you can give them a real head start. I mean, it starts off really with the USS Maine, then it goes into the Lusitania, then it goes into Pearl Harbor, it goes into Vietnam, it goes into the Iraq War, basically kind of like the fake intelligence, propaganda, false flags, and so forth. And then it really gets into the Federal Reserve, private banking, you know, the fiat currency fractional reserve thing and really deconstructs it. And so Jack Blood's in it and a few other people. But I think it's a really good movie if you want to just, you know, take somebody that totally believes the propaganda and really give them some systematic compendium, very, very well done, I think, to, you know, wake somebody out of a trance. Shadow Ring is not a bad movie. And so I watched it today, and it just came out a couple months ago, I believe. And so it's really worth watching. And so push that on some people. I mean, if you just want to be like, you know what, since you don't know anything, I'll give you a few of the basics. And if you want to know more, come talk to me. And so Shadow Ring's pretty darn good. A lot of people they're trying to trash Erdogan in Istanbul for suppressing their gay pride, you know, festival parade or whatever. And I'm like, look, of all the things I'm going to trash Erdogan for, not letting gay pride go on in his capital, I'm not going to trash him over that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to trash Putin either. You know, think about our country. I mean, even when I was a kid, you know, they weren't going to let that sort of thing go down. That stuff all started to bubble in, you know, over time. And so you just like I tell, you know, gay people like that I know that, you know, through work or whatever, I'm like, look, I don't care what you do in your own bedroom, but I don't see why you have to wear your sexuality on your sleeve either. And to where that's the most important thing about you is acting in a way to where people absolutely know right off the mark that's what you are, and your mannerisms and all those things, the way you dress, the way you act. I just think people, it's almost an attention whoring thing for a lot of these people, you know. And then a lot of lesbian women are not like that. It's something to do with this spirit that inhabits a man. Once he becomes that, it automatically transforms them into something where they have to be flamboyant on a large scale. There's still guys that are probably gay that you're not going to be able to tell, but there's, you know, a large swath of them act really silly and it's just goofy. We're coming up on the break, and I've been meaning to get to this. Scientology's just been coming up in, you know, like videos that I watch, and it's just, I mean, it's really exploding the exposure and the negative exposure, this whole L. Ron Hubbard, you know, created thing is, with Leah Remini from, you know, King of Queens coming off the plantation, Ron Miscavige, David Miscavige, the head guy that took over after Hubbard, Ron Miscavige, his dad came out of Scientology, and there's so many people. Some of the number two and I think the number three guy, he defected out of it, and so I'm going to get into some Scientology stuff after the break, but I'm going to start into some of it, but. I don't know why I've been fascinated with studying this group, because I have to say, you know, and I know the music's going to kick in a second, but I have to say that they've got to have some heavy, heavy government, let's say, people that are running cover for this organization. Think about what they did to the Branch Davidians. And this is just a small little group, but this group operates worldwide and actually runs prisons, paramilitary organizations, all kinds of things. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the book.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Cineary Radio. Now, Scientology. First off, L. Ron Hubbard, he wore this captain's outfit, and I was watching a kind of a guy today that really dug into his background, says it's all bogus, his military exploits that he talked about and everything, but he wore this captain's hat, and it had the laurel wreaths on it with one star in the middle. And that really just, that's just communism, folks. That's a communist symbol. And the similarities I see with kind of the goofy parts of Islam, communism, and Scientology, there's parallels. Like what they do to people when they leave, when they want to get out, I mean, this group ruins people that go after them, go after everything. And then look at communism. They lock people in. They don't let people out. Look at North Korea. And look at Islam. If a Muslim relinquishes his faith, you must kill him. It's right there, you know, in the hadith and so forth, straight out of Muhammad's mouth. And so there's these similarities the way they treat people. Military acronyms. Scientology's full of them. SP is a suppressive person. LRH, that stands for L. Ron Hubbard. It's all like the military acronym system gone wild. The entire thing's full of military acronyms. And I know he was a military dude and so forth, and he kind of probably transferred that into the system. But it really reminds me almost of a military intelligence feel. Okay, with Jack Parsons of the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory buddied up with Hubbard, and then this kind of discipleship of Crowley, Aleister Crowley. There's too much weird stuff here. I think that there's some sort of – this is some sort of a lab laboratory of human control, just like Cuba. I've had this feeling that Cuba – is this lab, and you really get into this USS Maine and the Spanish-American War. That movie Shadow Ring really covered it in an interesting way. You know, and then this whole thing with Castro, and then this communist utopia 90 miles off the shores of Florida. There's some similar parallels there with Cuba and Scientology as well. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.